boxes, M boxes, and OT boxes. From network setup to data recovery, if it involves a computer, then Computer Clinic can do it. And they'll do it for a lot less than anyone in town. Call Computer Clinic now. 423-TECH. 314-423-8324.
They're out there. Gunk, corrosion, and wear. Relentlessly preying on engines. But new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline provides unbeatable protection from gunk and corrosion. And superior protection against wear. For the best total engine protection you can get. Stay ahead of engine threats with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline today.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Scare up your share of up to $175,000 during the Monster Bash Free Slot Play and Cash Giveaway. Fridays in October from 6 to 10 p.m. at Hollywood Casino, St. Louis.
Yes. Great music means it's Monday, and that means it's time for Jose Hernandez and a little tech talk. It's real simple how this works. He does a monologue, you could call it, where he kind of brings us up to speed on the latest, the greatest, and the most irritating things that are out there in the world of technology. And then you jump in, and you tell him what's driving you crazy or what you can't figure out, or maybe you just want to confirm something you thought was the case. That has to do with your phone, your TV, your laptop, your iPad, blah, blah, blah. Here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Jose is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. The original $189 window, Window World. You can find out more at windowworldst.louis.com. I would ring us up now if I were you. Once again, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
How you doing, Jose?
I am excellent. Frank, how are you?
I'm good. I was not going to discuss this, but I want to briefly because you said it, you mentioned it briefly one day, and I wasn't paying a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the dark web.
Oh, don't go. Just don't go there.
And somebody, and folks, this is not like Lemon Party when we said don't go pull this site up. We knew you would. Seriously, don't even mess with this dark web. You're looking at a potential prison sentence. And somebody over the weekend was explaining to me, and I never realized this, that there are people going into this dark web, and they're committing some major, major felonies by allowing this place, this part of the internet, to supply them with things that are absolutely illegal. And it's just incredible to me that could even be possible. But that's like saying you can't believe that somebody could hire a person to kill your wife or your husband. You can hire somebody. It doesn't make it right.
Yeah. I mean,
doesn't mean you should try it.
People sell drugs and hire hitmen in real life, so why wouldn't it be on the internet?
But my point is this, especially with somebody younger. You'll hear talk with your peers about this, and you'll be tempted to go home and Google dark web. And I'm not kidding here. Don't do that. Don't do that. You don't want that on your computer. You don't want on the computer that you even looked into this dark web. Now, I know there are going to be some knuckleheads now who will do that just because we said it.
And, right.
And then you're stupid.
And if you want to, go to YouTube.
Now, this is a better idea. Listen to what he's going to tell you.
And search YouTube for facts about the dark web because there are videos that are made by reputable companies that will explain to you
why you don't want to go there.
In general, why you don't want to participate in there. They're not going to tell you how to get there. They're not going to tell you what ways to do anything. It'll just be a general discussion about this, you know, this is a dark web.
And at least for me, I can't help but be curious about it. I mean, I'm curious about it. I'm fascinated by what some people are able to get away with. So I just, when he mentioned it to me this weekend, and he told me some of the things that people get, I just think, wow, you talk about taking massive risk. All it takes, you know, it seems to me that almost everybody who decides to hire a hitman, inevitably, it's an undercover cop.
Right.
And you go to prison.
You see that on television because they're not going to call. Nobody knows if it worked.
Now, I guess for every one of those that we see, well, and they turned out to be an undercover. I guess for every one of those, there are 10 people that actually hire hitmen who kill somebody.
I don't know how many there are, but clearly.
There's a lot of unsolved murders, so, I mean, chances are a small percentage of those were by somebody who was paid to do it.
Let's talk about the not-so-dark but bright web. We can talk about that.
Happy birthday.
Two
of them to the transistor radio.
Ooh.
October 18th, 1954. Transistor radios are 61 years old.
Okay. I have to. I note your time. I have to do this.
I should have noted.
One of the greatest days of my life was Christmas. I would have been about 12, and I got a transistor radio. I'm not kidding. I couldn't believe that a radio could fit in somebody's pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Because to us, a radio was countertop at best. And sometimes full
those
console.
Massive consoles.
Console.
Yeah.
We had a console radio.
And they were fine furniture.
And a neighbor of ours in Tennessee, hillbilly town, we had one radio station. It's still on the air. WORM, Worm 1010 AM. Still on the air. And the call letters are that because the largest worm ranch in the country is in Savannah, Tennessee. The Hughes Worm Ranch.
Radio.
They cultivate and raise fishing worms by the barrel full. I mean, just worms and more worms. So our neighbor was the general manager at WRM, and we're out in the yard, and he said, "Well, do you hear that?" And we're outside, and I heard. He said, "Where's that coming from?" And I said, "I don't know. It sounds like a radio." It was in his pocket, and he pulled it out, and he went, "It's this." I lost my mind. I thought, you got to be kidding me. And I had to have a transistor radio. So what birthday is it? 61?
61.
Wow.
There was no way, portable-wise, to listen to the radio,
right?
No.
No.
Now you had to plug it into
your
the
car.
House power. It
yeah, besides
a,
your car.
Did they even have a big D-cell portable radio? I don't know that they did.
No.
No, they went right to transistor.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, to have no cord and be that little, it was incredible.
Used to on be your vacuum. Bike or whatever, yeah.
Used to be vacuum tubes, and you had to... You know, let it warm up, and as it got warmer, you had to tune it back and tune it forward.
So here's the thing with no tubes, and there was 6-transistor, 8-transistor, or all transistor.
Yes.
Woo-hoo! Now you're talking.
The other birthday we have is 30 years old, the 8-bit Nintendo Entertainment System, the first NES sold in America.
30?
And that was the Duck Hunt. I'm convinced I had the first one in St. Louis.
By 1990, 5 years after its introduction, 30% of all American households had a Nintendo NES.
I was at KSD, and the rep for Nintendo was at the station, and he did a demonstration of this thing that was hitting the market. And we're in the conference room, and he put Duck Hunt up there and these little plastic guns. And I went crazy. I said, "I got to have this." And he said, "Well, they're coming to Venture." I said, "No, right now.
I want that one."
I bought his demo. He actually sold it to me because he knew tomorrow he was going to get another. He sold me the demo, and I went home thinking, I got to be the only guy that has this. It was so great. And it was Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt.
Yes.
And like one other goofy thing.
There was a car racing game and a golf game and other things.
Oh, my goodness, I thought that was great.
Frank, do you have a DraftKings or a FanDuel account?
I do not.
Good. It was announced today that the FBI, in conjunction with the Justice Department,
gambling.
Are starting to investigate
gambling.
Those websites.
Right.
So just a tip from your Uncle Jose, those who are listening, close. No longer use, cease and desist your FanDuel and DraftKings accounts, or you may suffer the same fate that those of us who were online poker players suffered, perhaps worse. You looking to make some money?
Sure.
San Bernardino County supervisors to the fire department offering $75,000 if you will give them some information on who was flying the drones over the wildfires that caused them to have to stop fighting the fires from the air.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I saw today that they're going to make...
Register. You gotta register.
Yeah, every drone owner will have to register, which makes sense. Smart. I mean, you can't have... Yeah.
Because previously, they weren't going to do commercial drones, but the organization is thinking that there will be 1 million drones sold for Christmas this year.
Wow.
Oh, man. And so Uncle Sam is like, nah, we're going to need
I have no interest in having one yet. I mean, I just...
Well, I've got one.
It's like, it's like night vision goggles.
Have you flown it, though, since you first got it?
Yes. But I don't use it for regular photography.
Right.
I just take it out and watch it fly around. Yeah, I fly it a lot. I like it.
And then last but not least, the Apple lost a patent infringement case against the Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation. That is the patent licensing arm of the University of Wisconsin at Madison. The court has ordered them to pay $234 million to the university for infringing on their patents. Apple said they will, of course, appeal.
Okay. Apple appeal. I get it. See what you did there?
I didn't even think he knew.
Yeah. All right, look, I'm going to give these numbers one more time. A couple lines open. You'll jump in here. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or 888-550-KTRS. This is your chance, folks. Free advice, good advice on something that's driving you insane. Let's start with, I don't know who this is, Marv. My goodness, Marv, say hi to Jose.
Hi there, Jose.
Hi, Marv.
I got a question about digital antennas, but before that, real quick, did you say that before the transistor radio that there weren't any portable radios?
No, I asked if there were.
No, there were portable radios before that, but the transistor radio was the one that was small enough to actually... Not, it wasn't like you couldn't wear it on your wrist like Dick Tracy.
No, and I was getting at is I'm a World War II baby, okay? And back at when my uncles and all came back from the military, somehow they developed like walkie-talkie technology. And you did have portables, but they had a big, huge battery. They were big and heavy, and they didn't work very good. But there actually were portable radios. But, yeah, you're right. The transistor, of course, changed the whole world. I bought a TV years ago, a little color TV, you know, for the kitchen, sitting on top of the fridge. Right after I bought it, they came out talking about the digital signal. And, of course, you know, then all the analog signals are gone.
Yes.
Okay, so I bought a couple of converters. I got a couple sets, one in the bedroom. And there was talk about get yourself a digital antenna.
Yes.
Okay. For years, I've been looking for a digital antenna. I go to Radio Shack. I've been to Best Buy. And people are still giving me fancy-looking things, but they're basically rabbit ears.
Yes.
I have yet to find a digital antenna. I must have a half a dozen various old and new type antennas here. And I'm still playing the game where I can't get certain channels. Due to conditions, I can't get certain channels. Some days I can, some days I can't. Where can I get a good quality digital antenna that I can hook into my converter box that I don't have to keep moving around the kitchen? And then, like I say, in some cases, I just flat can't get certain stations. I live up north of Florissant, I'll put it that way. Okay.
You either need a converter box or digital television, right?
You need the converter box to get the over-the-air high-definition television.
Unless you have
Now, if you have a service, like off the satellite or from the local cable provider.
Well, I have DirecTV for my main set.
Right.
But I'm saying this is a little kitchen unit that used to work just fine under analog. I got every channel in St. Louis before they went digital. Now, I've got the converter box, but these stupid old rabbit ear things, and even the new rabbit ear ones with the dials and the they just don't work.
I don't know why this is a big deal. I went to Best Buy or somewhere and got a digital antenna, and that was it. I mean, it was no big deal.
Can you get one that goes up on the roof?
You can get roof-mounted ones, and those are better than the ones that mount indoors.
But in a major metropolitan area like this, you don't need that, do you?
It depends on where you're located.
Well, you know what? At my house, you do in Wildwood. I have a roof on the antenna, because in the attic... an antenna on the roof, because even in the attic, it was not a great picture, and I had a company come and mount it right on the roof. Boom! Crystal clear.
Yeah.
So, Marv, what you may want to look at is an outdoor aerial.
I don't want to have to go through all that. I actually have a quality antenna under the roof, but in the rafters that I installed in 78 when I bought this house.
Okay.
We're up by Hazelwood Central, so that gives you an idea of New Halls Ferry, way up north. But again, everything was fine until... You know, that little set worked fine with the rabbit ears on analog. And then my bedroom TV, which is actually hooked up to that one, that antenna in the rafters, that actually works pretty good.
Okay.
But I can't get, I've had the the attic insulated. They put in like 18 inches of blown-in insulation. There's absolutely no way I can run a wire from my corner of my kitchen up to the roof to get to that antenna. So, again, I should be able to get... I've been to Best Buy. They supposedly said, yeah, this is a digital. It didn't work. I got my money back. I don't know what to do. But you're saying Best Buy is still... They should have a digital antenna. Is that what you're saying?
They should. The other place you might want to check is a company called Micro Center.
Say again?
Micro Center.
Micro, M-I-C-R-O?
Yes.
Micro Center.
Drive south on 170 into Highway 40. If you could continue on the other side of 40, you'd land in a parking lot. There's a Target and a Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I know. By Brentwood?
Yep. Southwest corner of that parking lot, just on the right-hand side of Dobbs,
okay,
is Micro Center.
All right.
Go there and talk to those folks.
Okay. Yeah, that's... in fact, I go to lunch over there at whatever that place is. Okay. I will give it a shot.
All right, Marv, I got to do my... I've done it before. I got to do it now. I have no choice.
What?
My antenna on dish joke. Did you hear about the antenna that married the satellite dish? The marriage was no big deal, but the reception was great. Thank you, Marv. Thanks for laughing. Yeah. Thank you, Marv.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Yeah, see, I can't help it. That's a great corny. That's a Halloween joke.
It is. That's kids, a perfect kids joke.
That's a good one you can tell to get a Reese's peanut butter cup. Chris, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Chris.
I got an Android phone, and every time I go to click on something, it automatically redirects me to download games or to whatever it wants to go to.
Okay.
Is there any way I can stop it?
Did you purchase the phone from a service provider like AT&T or Sprint?
Uh-huh, AT&T.
You're going to need to head back to the AT&T.
I've gone there, and they just look at me.
Then you need to pick another AT&T store.
Yeah, well.
You show them what's wrong, and they just look at you then?
Yeah, they say, I don't know.
Well, they don't know.
Do you have a lot of personal information stored on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to need to back it up. I presume you have a computer you copy things to and from with it?
No, I haven't. How do I need to do that?
That's a little USB plug. Again, the other thing you can do is call AT&T technical support on the cell phone.
Yeah, I called them, and they told me to do something,
right?
And I did it, and it didn't work.
Okay. Well, you need to call them back and go through the next step.
Okay. I thought maybe taking it over to that AT&T place over on Olive.
Yep, I've been there.
See if they know what to do with it.
If you wanted to take it somewhere that would probably be a little more helpful, Best Buy has in-store phone reps for all of the major carriers. So they've got an AT&T rep, they've got a Sprint rep, a Verizon, T-Mobile. Go in
all
and
right.
talk to that guy or that girl
okay.
inside
yeah.
their store.
All right, I'll do that then.
All right, Chris, thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right. All right, John's up. John, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello,
thanks
John.
Thanks for taking my call. I have a similar question. I have AT&T, and I have been getting these messages on the TV. One thing's like, you've got to call now and complain to KPLR, you know, Channel 11.
Yes.
That they're going to drop. Why do they have these confrontations between a cable thing and a store like that? And I guess the other question also is, my remote control for this, so we have AT&T for my computer and for
yes.
the TV, it's messed up where I can't record or look at the program. You know, you got the one thing that says menu. And they said, well, you got to come back with, like, they wouldn't take cash. They said, you have to go buy a credit card and a debit card. We'll give you a new remote control.
I can answer your first question.
Okay.
The issue is between the content provider and the service provider. So, for instance, let's say that Channel 4 and AT&T UVerse have a negotiated contract.
They just went through this with Channel 5.
Channel 5
right?
is one of the satellite companies
Dish,
right now. I
Dish.
Think you can't watch. Or has it been rectified?
I think it was rectified.
So basically, it's a piss and match over how much money the provider is going to pay the content.
Okay, they provide the TV, and the other one provides the service to get it to your house.
I guess Dish
right.
pays Channel 5 to let them have their channel on their
local
service.
Their local channels, yes.
Okay.
So basically, AT&T is fighting underhanded and saying, well, if you like watching it, it's not our fault. You're not going to be able to see it in a minute. You need to call over to channel whoever and tell them, hey,
drop your price.
Right, get along with us. And then usually what happens is there's a commercial from the content provider that says, hey, it's not our fault that you're about to not be able to watch us on AT&T U-verse or Charter Cable or whoever. It's their fault, and you need to call them and tell them to pay the money.
They have to pay. Okay.
Yeah.
That happened with Fox money. Sports Midwest a long while years ago with the Blues.
It seems to be happening more and more now, though. Yeah.
What I think is weird is it came on my DirecTV and it came on my TV. If you're a Dish customer, well, I'm not.
Right.
They should
know. But
it's
just a commercial they play for all of the providers.
Yeah. Does that answer your question?
Yes. Thank you very much.
I thank you, John. Let's do one more and then we'll bail. That's going to be the lucky Mike. Mike, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. I am AM and the PM.
Oh, that's a good way to be.
Hallelujah. I've got a quick question for you. I've got a two-year-old HD TV that it actually cycles out of power. It just powers off. So I've Googled that there's a way to replace some board in this device.
Yes.
Just wondering, is that something I could pick up at that store you mentioned, or is that something I need to find online?
You probably will find it more prevalent online.
Okay.
I don't know that you might want to look at the cost because it might ultimately be cheaper to just get a new one. I know you don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
I know that's bad news, but the televisions and quality and size continue to increase and the price continues to come down on them.
Okay. All right, perfect. Thank you for your service. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks.
You must have thought you were in the military. Thank you for your service. Why'd you stop news?
What's wrong with you, Bruce?
Wow.
Bruce and the boys, they're off today. Well, if you didn't get through, I'm going to give you Jose's email address. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. And he will do his best to get back to you. Can't get back to everybody, I'm sure, but he does a pretty good job of it. So let's give it up. What do you say for Jose Hernandez? Back next week?
Yes, please.
He will be back next week. Next Monday, we'll do this again. Thanks to Window World for making it possible. Window World St. Louis, the original $189 window, number one selling replacement window in the United States. Mr. Londoff is tied up. He may actually be tied up. You know, sometimes they'll say he's tied up. We don't know. Maybe he's actually tied up. We don't know what his personal preferences are in his downtime, and some people do that. They get tied up. So he's either really tied up or he's busy. I'm guessing he's busy with the business of Chevrolet selling. So let's just talk about this for a minute. Let's talk about how there are some people, but these are really old people. Because the only people who still do this are probably too old to drive, who will say, you couldn't catch me in a Chevy. I'm a Ford person. My mother used to say, we'll never have a Chrysler. You remember that?
Yeah.
When people And then they
loyal.
Yeah, and they also had decided, we'll never be able to afford an Oldsmobile or a Buick. We have to worry about Oldsmobile anymore. There aren't any, or Pontiac. But they had this set thing in their heads that at one time they had a Ford, and it was really a good. So that's all they wanted was a Ford. Then you put them in a Chevy. Well, I didn't know that Chevy had this or this. Those days are over. So unless for some reason, let's put it this way. Let's say the only car that you're interested in buying is a Mercedes CLS 550. Okay, knock yourself out. I don't think Chevy has anything to compete directly with that. But if you're Ford shopping, or especially if you're GMC shopping, why don't you do yourself a favor, do us a favor, but you too, take a look at Chevy. Take a look at the Silverado. I got news for a lot of people who don't really don't get this. That GMC stuff, it's all Chevy stuff. It's Chevys with a GMC badge on it. Go back a few years, not many years ago, there were two Suburbans. There was a Chevy Suburban and a GMC Suburban. They were exactly the same thing, with a little tiny bit of difference in what they called gingerbread or cosmetics. Same vehicle, same name. So their big pickup truck, you're thinking of looking at that? Why don't you just go get yourself a Silverado, because the price on the GMC is probably a little more. couple pieces of chrome, maybe, that are different. Check out the Silverado. And that Impala, the only thing I can tell you about that Impala is I have not been excited. I got to tell you, I had a problem with Chevy for quite a while over their Impalas and their Caprices. They were butt ugly, and they didn't seem to know how to turn out an Impala. That was something you'd brag about or look forward to seeing coming around the corner, and then this year they did it. In fact, it was last year. They changed that Impala. And to me, this is the first Impala since 1964 that just knocks your socks off. 64 Impala.
Oh,
wow, to this day.
I saw one over the weekend. Saw a 64
our neighbor
Impala.
Had one. I was so jealous, I could hardly stand it. He had a 64 Impala Supersport with a red, they didn't do the leather back, the red vinyl interior. It was white. Oh, my, it's slant back antennas. Remember those two slant back antennas?
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what? This Impala now is absolutely the greatest Impala that's come. And for the money, you find me any other full-size car that looks that good, drives that good, has that much on it for that money, I want to see it because I haven't found it. So if you've already decided, yeah, I'd take a look at that Chevy, now it comes to where you're going to get it. Here's where, if you're aiming the PM, you have one choice, Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And if you buy that thing anywhere else, we don't ever want to meet you or run into you because we might beat you up. If that ever comes out... And if you're with your spouse and they go, hey, you know, he's a big listener, but he bought a Chevy somewhere else, we'll have it like fisticuffs right there. Mm-hmm. We'll just knock you out right on the spot. You can't pretend to be AM and the PM. You either are or you aren't. And if you're AM and the PM and you like what Chevy's got going on right now, Johnny Londoff, we're doing you a favor and you'll do us a favor if you let them know you're AM and the PM. Find out why. When people buy a Chevy or a pre-owned vehicle from Londoff one time, it's like that Doritos commercial years ago. Can't eat just one. You won't buy just one. You'll go back. You will go back and do business with them again. And the only way you're ever going to understand why that is, the only way you'll get it, is if you just go shop there. I didn't even tell you to buy there. I just said shop. Give them a chance. You'll see. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, Washington, Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Londoff.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a look and see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, just in the last 2 minutes, they've cleared a crash that was on westbound 30 just past Highway 141. Now, traffic is jammed up from West Watson out through Graboid Bluffs, but that should be thinning out here shortly. You have westbound 44 drivers really jamming up now from Arsenal through the Murdoch Overpass. Southbound 141, looking at that now, you're jammed pretty solid just a little bit south of Highway, or a Big Bend down through Highway 44. And then on westbound 40 past Ballas, you've got a report of an accident blocking the right lane. It does look pretty heavy from Clayton Warson all the way out through Ballas. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples has more for less on everything you need to make more happen every day. Plus, free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. With your St. Louis, or I'm Tim Wiley with your Big 550 KTRS airborne traffic.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
You're listening to the Big 550, the home of the Missouri Tigers. Catch all the Tigers' 2015 football action on KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Do you have at least 5 years of experience in installing gutters? I know that's not a question you get asked often. Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation, and we're in need of experienced gutter installers. Aladdin Insulation is a company with a 65-year-old track record. We offer competitive pay and benefits along with year-round work. Aladdin Insulation installs gutters for residential customers and light commercial buildings. We require a drug, MVR, and background checks. A company vehicle will be provided along with necessary machinery. If you want to find out what Aladdin can offer you in the way of quality employment, call me, Steve Mace at Aladdin Insulation, 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or visit our website at trueteam.com. That's TRU team.com. Aladdin Insulation is an equal opportunity employer. 636-947-8000, Aladdin Insulation.
As a business owner, you know it's critical to surround yourself with people who have the knowledge you need. That's why you should interview a region's business banker. In fact, you should grill them with the tough questions. For example, what process do you use to understand how money flows through my business? Will you be able to offer solutions that maximize my cash flow? Do you have good ideas about how I can expedite collections? How can you help me find that 25th hour in a day? These are all very valid questions when you're looking for somebody to help your business thrive today and down the road. We come prepared. And because no interview candidate worth their salt would miss the chance to ask a few smart questions too, that's exactly what we'll do. So get together with a region's business banker to see how you click. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank. Member FDIC.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-655-2543.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised, but hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-655-2543. That's 1-800-655-2543. 1-800-655-2543.
You know the story of Hansel and Gretel, where Hansel left breadcrumbs on the trail so they could find their way back home? That's what you do when you use public Wi-Fi, or shop online, or give out your social security number at your doctor's office or the bank. You leave breadcrumbs on the trail for someone to possibly steal your identity and take everything you own. At LifeLock, we use proprietary technology to detect signs that someone has picked up your breadcrumbs to take what's yours. And unlike free credit monitoring services that only alert you, we have a dedicated resolution staff to help clean things up if all those breadcrumbs get messy. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can keep doing the things you do every day and feel better protected. Isn't it time to help protect yourself from someone eating your financial lunch? Plans start at $9.99 a month. Right now, you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART.
Do you have or suspect you have fibromyalgia? Does pain make every day a struggle? Are you 18 or older? Then consider joining a medical research study evaluating an investigational drug for fibromyalgia-associated pain. The study will last approximately 21 weeks, and all study-related assessments and drugs will be provided at no cost to you. Call 314-831-5999 or visit www.aldaystudy.com.
Cigar lovers, Town & Country Tobacco has a new expanded location at 14021 Manchester Road at the corner of Wideman and Manchester. Town & Country Tobacco has St. Louis County's largest and best selection of premium cigars, as well as pipes, pipe tobacco, and smoking accessories. If you're a beginner, cigar aficionado, or somewhere in between, check out their well-stocked, spacious walk-in humidor featuring the finest cigar brands. Town & Country Tobacco is open 7 days a week. For more, go to townandcountrytobacco.net.
With all the market volatilities these days, it's nice to know St. Louis-based Stifel Nicolaus is home to one of the investment industry's largest equity research departments. Learn more about Stifel's nationally recognized research capabilities and get a free copy of their Research Monthly publication. Call Scott Crothers at 314-292-6201.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Show with Drs. Dan Gagliotti and Nick Barnes this Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Oh, you can't hurry love. Supremes. Yeah. 60s.
I need love, love. Ease my mind. I need to find, find.
I had a... This is a weird... And I know this makes me strange. But I had the weirdest idea today, or thought. What if we were attacked chemically? And everybody in the United States... Let's just say everybody in the world went blind. Now think about this. All of a sudden, nobody can see. Now I know this is way out there. What do you think would happen?
Wow.
No transportation.
Yeah.
All right. You could make a call. You can kind of tell when the keypad where the two is.
Crime would probably go down.
Crime would either go down or it would increase because the...
It's a lot harder to commit crimes, though, if you can't
well,
see.
Well, yes and no. Oh, you just reach out and touch somebody and beat them over the head, take whatever you can feel, and they can't identify you. It's a weird thought, but I just...
Race relations would probably improve.
There would be no such thing as racism, and that's exactly one of the things I thought about. You would never feel hatred toward anybody because of the way they look, because you can't see them. So you meet somebody... And except for a dialect or an accent, you don't have any.
Yeah.
I just wonder.
Movie business would take a big hit.
Yeah, it would.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
TV sales drop off.
But sports.
What a weird thought, though. What would flourish and what would just immediately go away? Obviously,
radio.
Planes.
Yes, radio.
Radio would flourish.
We would rise back to the top again.
Back to the radio would rise from the ashes.
If you're stuck
nobody
somewhere,
nobody could see.
If you're on vacation somewhere and all that happens, and
man.
Can't get back because
no,
you can't. Get
I think
on
about
a plane.
Weird stuff, but you could not get home.
Yeah,
and then it would be chaos. Everybody flailing around and I know it's a weird thing.
I think that's perfectly normal.
Yeah.
Now, here's another thing.
Just get in my car and drive.
Here's another thing. I watched the New England Patriots and the Colts because, you know, the whole Deflategate thing.
Right.
And their fight thing. And New England won 34-27, I think. But I still cannot believe they bring the chain out. I mean, you talk about archaic technology.
Measure the first
down. Still bring the same chain. And we've got laser measurement things. They wouldn't even have to walk out there. They could.
Well, yeah.
It's tradition. I mean, get that.
Yeah.
It's
baseball, tradition. Do we really need a home plate umpire to call balls and strikes anymore?
No.
You have the box they show on
but
the TV.
The chain even looks funny to me when the guys run out there and they play and they go, whoa, two links short. You know, I just find that weird that they still use the chain. And then here's one other thing I found out. And I really thought this was interesting. Jason Alexander, who was George Costanza on Seinfeld, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who was Elaine, Michael Richards, who was Kramer, none of those people get any of these mega millions of dollars in syndication or replay of the Seinfeld shows. They get zip.
Really?
Because I heard Jason Alexander interviewed over the weekend. And he was asked that question, and he said no. And you know what? He's not happy about it either.
I wouldn't be
happy
either.
At the time, I don't think they had could imagine what. And so he said, I seriously think it wouldn't kill Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld to throw us a bone.
Mm-hmm.
Because even a tiny piece of that, it's millions and millions and millions of dollars. They get nothing.
Wow.
They got what they got per episode of Seinfeld. And that's it.
And what's his name? Knight. What's his first name?
Wayne Knight
that played Newman.
Well, obviously, he's not. If they're not getting anything, of course, he's not getting anything.
Yeah, but that's really.
Now, I think in the end, they were getting $600,000 an episode. How many episodes? What was the season of Seinfeld? Was it 13 or 20? I don't know.
I don't know.
Not sure.
Well, let's say it was 13 episodes. For the last couple of years, they got $600,000. So they've gotten money, and they made money. But it's nothing compared to what Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld get. They just keep raking in.
And the syndication,
oh, my goodness.
It's on
tens
so
of
much.
Millions of dollars. I thought that was a big surprise to me, because I know that in the old days, Barney and Andy or whatever, shoot, that stuff ran on TV land. They didn't get anything. Ozzy and Harry. But that's ancient times.
But Jerry doesn't look like he's...
No, he does not look like the most generous guy in the world.
No, he doesn't. I saw him on TV. They were showing him in the stands because he's a big Mets fan, I guess, and when the Mets are playing the Cubs. But he just strikes me as like a phony, fake, and really...
He strikes me as the guy who will only give you the time of day if you're Larry David or another mega wealthy star.
Right.
Otherwise, he ain't got time for you.
And that's your you met him.
I got one other one for you. I got another. This is better than any Entertainment Tonight, Access Hollywood. This is hot, hot, hot Hollywood news. Two things. Keanu Reeves is gay. Did you know that?
What?
I had heard rumors.
We have a friend in St. Louis who came here a year or so ago after 15 years in Hollywood. He's been on CSI. He's in the movie The Bucket List. This guy was an actor. So he's worked with everybody. And he has the greatest stories about working with these people. If you watch The Bucket List, he's really, my wife knows him and his wife better than I do. But if you watch Bucket List, he's the guy who is the skydiver who's strapped to Morgan Freeman in that movie. When they go sky, remember Jack Nicholson?
Oh, yeah.
He's done these CSIs. He's done soap operas. He's done all of it. Here's the big one. And I asked him, we went to dinner, and I said, here's the one I want to know. Because you were on the inside. Travolta. He says, gay. Just like that. He says, gay, and everybody inside knows it. Everybody in Hollywood knows it. He said, that's an arranged marriage with Kelly Preston. Does that surprise you?
No. I had heard that,
no,
too.
It kind of does me.
Tom Cruise. I've heard both of... That's the reason those why both of those two will not leave Scientology, because once you get...
If they do, they'll out them.
That high, yes. You have to do those audits where you tell those people everything. And that's why I've heard that...
Folks, you got to see. If you didn't see Going Clear, have to see this documentary, Going Clear. Because what Peon's talking about is when you get deep into Scientology, you go in for an audit.
And but getting higher ranks in it, you have to keep going in and doing these.
It's their way of motivating you to get higher within the church. You have to spill your guts, and you have to tell them things, and you do it, assuming it's kept in the secret vaults of Scientology. Truth is, if you defect, they have all that. They have your voice on recorded being interviewed. And if you watch that documentary, they say they have Tom Cruise saying things he would never want anybody to know. Maybe like, I'm gay. And Travolta, they'll never leave. They'll never leave. Because if they do, it all comes out. But this guy says, absolutely, it's true. And the Travolta thing surprised me a little bit. Not Keanu Reeves, but the Travolta thing did. And I'm not sure why. I don't know. I had Saturday Night Fever, Urban Cowboy, and all the roles he played. But then again, go back and look at any Rock Hudson movie. You youngsters, back and watch a Rock Hudson movie, and you tell me if there's one single thing about Rock Hudson that looked gay to you.
That shocked me when I found out that he was gay later on.
Rock Hudson makes George Clooney look like Doris Day. Rock Hudson, you can't be a better looking man's man than Rock Hudson.
Yeah.
And his marriage was arranged by Hollywood to throw people off. All right, I made this run late. I apologize. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. That's the number. If you want to get them online, it's AmericanEquity.com. Couldn't be easier. AmericanEquity.com. You ready to buy a house? You're going to need a mortgage company unless you have cash for the house. And most people don't. American Equity Mortgage. You have a home, you go, but my loan is not with American. That's okay, that's fine. You're a homeowner, you have equity in your home. You can still use American Equity Mortgage to do a very smart thing. And that is use the equity in your home to borrow money, either to pay off bad debt with high interest rate, or to borrow the money for something you need that you just didn't see coming. It just hit you and you didn't see it coming. And now you need money. The smartest money you can borrow, the lower the interest rate, the smarter the debt. And it doesn't get much lower than today's current mortgage rates. And you have access to those if you're a homeowner. Use it. Use it. American Equity Mortgage, the one the others want to be. 314-878-9999.
Well, let's get a quick check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Well, we've got a lot of things going on right now. You've got a pickup truck pulling a trailer that's on fire. a pickup truck that's on fire right now. It's on southbound 55 at 7th Street. The two right lanes are blocked. You're backed up to the Museo Veterans Bridge. Westbound Highway 42 crashes. One at Lindbergh on the overpass on the right shoulder. Five vehicles. We also have one at Ballas blocking the right lane. You're jammed up west of McKnight. We just got a report of a motorcycle crash on Lindbergh south of Watson, and westbound 44 jams up from southwest through the Murdoch overpass. The Exergen temporal scanner thermometer. It's doctor recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Get yours at Walgreens and other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland with your Big 550 KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland. Is he downtown?
Yes.
Oh, he's back home.
He
back home again. Bill Cleveland, second starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lemus. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. It's very easy to use. This is the cab you want, Laclede Cab. And now, back home again, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. Good afternoon.
Welcome home, traveler.
Thanks so much. Good to be here, and thanks for the nice weather. Appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Vin Diesel has revealed that Fast and Furious 8 will be set in the streets of New York City.
Ooh.
Yeah, and the film, the Fast and Furious crew is going to race through cross-town traffic at breakneck speeds, reaching nearly 12 miles per hour.
Ooh.
It's going to be amazing in New York City. And the TV show America's Next Top Model has been canceled.
Oh.
Yeah. Models all across America have vowed to go on a hunger strike.
Hmm.
They also say they may do something to protest the cancellation of America's Next Top Model.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't eat.
Kid
the model.
Yeah. 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 We get it.
I got
we got it.
It.
And finally, Vice President Joe Biden was at a political event the other day where people in the crowd were shouting, "Run, Joe, run." And now nobody can find Joe Biden.
Because he ran.
I don't know it. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, bye.
There goes Bill. Courtesy of Laclede Cab. The app is STL Taxi. All right, don't go away because the Playhouse is coming up. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. We got a great joke. A joke that, I'm telling you, I don't think I've... It's been a long, long, long time. Pretty quick, so don't blink or you'll miss it. And then just some stuff. And this is what you call stalling and killing time. I have to kill three.
What?
I have to kill two.